This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, friends, to join me. Wednesday here on the radio, you're about to hear my Thanksgiving sermon. I just preached this past Sunday at the church that I pastor, which is Island Community. We're located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30 for Sunday school at 9:30. We meet for Bible study Wednesday. As a matter of fact, tonight at 6 o'clock, we are in Luke chapter 16, and I invite you to come out, study the Bible with us. These studies each week in Luke is fantastic. There's nothing like the gospel accounts. And the Word of God, of course, is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. So why don't you come out tonight for Bible study? 6 o'clock. We'll keep the light on for you. We'd love to see you here on the radio today and tomorrow and Friday. My Thanksgiving sermon, it's entitled An Attitude of Gratitude. So let's see. This weekend, Sunday morning, we will be preaching. Where am I at? I'm in Romans chapter 15 this Sunday morning. After the service, we're going to be meet for a fellowship lunch, a Thanksgiving lunch afterwards. So you are invited as well. We're going to be having some nice Thanksgiving leftovers. My wife's baking a ham. So you're invited to come to the church service at 10:30. Stick around for some food and fellowship afterwards. Love to see you. Here on the radio now is part one of my Thanksgiving sermon, An Attitude of Gratitude.
An Attitude of Gratitude. We've come to what seems to me, the most overlooked and forgotten and unpracticed holiday, Thanksgiving. The giving of thanks, an attitude of gratitude. Does that describe you? Think about it. An attitude. You know, oh, that person's got an attitude. An attitude of gratitude. The Apostle Paul wrote, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." People struggle all the time. Oh, I wonder what the will of God is for me. Should I take this job? Should I not take it? Should I move here? Should I move there? This is the will of God. In everything, give thanks. There's very few times you'll see that in the Bible. Number one is keeping yourself sexually pure. This is the will of God, that you abstain from fornication. And number two, in everything, give thanks. This is the will of God. I love how the easily offended bunch offer this advice. They say that text doesn't say for everything, but in everything. All right, I'll buy that. Then try this verse on for size. Ephesians 5:18. Catch the attitude of gratitude in this verse. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So here Paul says, give thanks always. give thanks for all things. The other text, he says, give thanks in all things. That is, in your situation, whatever you're going through. Here he says, give thanks for all things and give thanks to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. How can he say that unless God is responsible for all things? In an overarching way, at least. Otherwise, he wouldn't tell you to give thanks for everything. God is sovereign. He worketh all things, Ephesians 1:11. God works all things according to the counsel of his own will. That's how Paul can say, give thanks for everything, because God's working everything out. A sparrow doesn't fall to the ground apart from his will. He's got every hair on your head or beard numbered. How about the Old Testament? We're looking at Thanksgiving here this morning at Island. Psalm 69:30 says this, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Psalm 50, verse 14. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Now you pay your vows with the fruit of your lips. You pay your vows with what comes out of your mouth on a daily basis. You pay your vows by offering up praises to God for all that he's done in your life. Are you grateful to God this Thanksgiving for all that he's done in your life? This axiom I have found to always be true, which is why Jesus said it. Those that have been forgiven of much, love much. Those that have been forgiven of little, love little. Nehemiah says this about our great God. He says, but you are God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abundant in kindness. Nehemiah 9:17. Look at these attributes given by Nehemiah. And now by Moses. Moses says this, we looked at this Wednesday night. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. That's Exodus 34. Praise be to our God. Look at this list. God is good. That's my message to you today. Is everyone so shocked? God is good. That's what we're here to say today. God is good, and he's been good to you. And I want you to leave today remembering that God's been good to you in your life. Look at this list here. He's ready to pardon, gracious, merciful, takes a long time to get sore, and abundant in kindness. And now Moses adds to that, merciful. Hey, there's a duplicate. Gracious. There's another duplicate. Long-suffering, there's another duplicate. You know, I think we're onto something here. Apparently, God must be merciful. Everyone says it in the Old Testament. God must be very gracious. God must have a track record of long-suffering toward you. He's patient and long-suffering. That's the word macro. You know what macro means? Far off. Macrothumia, where the word thermos comes from. It means heat. Long time to get sore. Thank God for that attribute. The creator of the universe has been merciful to you. He's gracious to you. He remains long-suffering towards you. He loves you. He saved you. For God demonstrates his own love towards you, and that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. Allow me to add one from the prophet Jeremiah, found in the book of Lamentations. I played the song a minute ago. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore I'll hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. That's Lamentations 3:22. Now let's turn this morning to Psalm 103 and continue with our theme here this morning of bringing your thanksgiving to God. Psalm 103. Everybody there. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. That is another great song, isn't it? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I'm not the only one who knows that, am I? It does sound like it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all of his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities. Who heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now we're taking the time today to thank God for all that he's done in our lives. I can't begin to tell you all the Lord has done in my life these last couple years. The devastating passing away of my wife, CJ, almost 2 years ago in a couple weeks. And yet God has blessed me with the most magnificent way by putting Carol in my life. And bringing us together. God's been good to me. Personally, I've been entrusted with the highest possible blessing and responsibilities, of which I'm eternally grateful. The privilege of standing in the pulpit is the greatest of all honors. And those that know me know how serious and grave I take it. The privilege of being approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, my calling. 1 Corinthians 2:2 and 4. To be approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. The privilege of being a Bible translator. That God would trust and entrust me to offer to the public my own translation of his word. I'm so grateful this Thanksgiving to Almighty God for all that he's done in my life.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.